From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Paris Alston. Welcome to Consider This from Boston, where capacity limits at sports stadiums like Fenway Park and the TD Garden are more than doubling today to 25%. But ticket prices remain high, despite there being more seats to go around. WBUR correspondent Callum Borchers has been looking into this disparity. Hey, Cal, how's it going?
Hey, Paris. It's going well.
So capacity limits are higher today for stadium, which is great news for the Bruins game tonight. But how many more people can attend games at TD Garden now?
Yeah, it is great news for tonight, because until today, attendance had been capped at 12%. And so when the Celtics hosted the Miami Heat yesterday, for example, TD Garden had a little over 2,000 fans. But tonight, about 4,500 fans can watch the Bruins play the New York Islanders, because that cap is up to 25%, as you said. And the timing is perfect, because the NHL playoffs start later this week, and the NBA follows next week. Now, we're much earlier in the baseball season, but the first-place Red Sox can also welcome more fans into Fenway Park, and that's a bigger venue than the Garden, so we're talking about 9,000 fans at quarter capacity.
So like you said, stadiums like the Garden and Fenway were allowed to reopen with limited capacity in March. How has that impacted ticketing and ticket sales?
Well, you might think that the reduced attendance means everybody gets to sit close to the action, but that's actually not how it works because of social distancing rules. And so fans are sitting in small pods, spaced all around the arena. And here's another key thing. Teams have been taking care of their season ticket holders first, which makes sense. I mean, these are their most loyal fans, or at least their best customers. And they missed a lot of games last season, by the way. So they are generally getting first dibs on the few available tickets. And then some are reselling their tickets at huge markups in secondary marketplaces like StubHub.
Yeah, I've seen some of those marked up tickets myself, Cal, and it would seem that more people allowed in should mean those prices are going down, but that's not happening, is it?
No, it's not, because even though there are twice as many available seats today as there were yesterday, we're still talking about a fraction of the usual supply. And there's a firm called Ticket IQ that monitors prices, and it says the average resale price for all three active teams, the Bruins, Celtics, and Sox, is in the $350 range. I mean, that's way above face value. It's about $200 more than what was typical before the pandemic. The numbers are staggering, but not surprising, says Holy Cross sports economist Victor Matheson.
This is the perfect example of supply and demand. You know, a fraction of normal attendance. And on top of that, we have this pent-up demand, right? People are anxious to get back, especially as they get their vaccines in, so they want to go and do the things that they've missed for the last year.
And one other factor here, Paris, is that some people have the money to spend because their entertainment budgets were basically untapped for a year plus.
So Governor Baker has said that if all continues at this rate, August 1st is the day when the state will be relatively back to normal. Do you see ticket prices eventually stabilizing as we get closer to that date?
You know, I do expect ticket prices for the Red Sox to fall back to earth as more seats become available and the novelty of just going out and doing something wears off. But I think the Bruins and Celtics are about to start the postseason when prices can skyrocket even in normal times. And so if they are still playing when these restrictions loosen further, it'll be because they're making deep playoff runs. And I suspect fans will have to pay huge sums for those games.
Well, that makes sense. And in the past, Callum, Fenway has had some of the most expensive tickets in Major League Baseball. But still, you could find some cheap seats here and there. Could this ticket markup really solidify baseball and Boston sports in particular as a pastime for those with, say, expendable incomes?
Well, that is a risk. And as I said, I do think Sox tickets will begin to normalize. I mean, there are 81 home games in a regular baseball season, so there should continue to be chances to go to Fenway at a reasonable price, especially if you're willing to go on a weeknight and sit up in the nosebleeds. I think where we may see the exclusivity you're talking about, Paris, is when the Patriots season rolls around in the fall. Again, season ticket holders had the vast majority of the seats even before the pandemic. They're going to have first dibs. And there are just 8 or 9 home games in a season anyway. So the supply is very short and demand will be very high because there were no fans at all last season. So people are really eager to get back.
Well, this is definitely something we'll have to keep an eye on. And one thing is for sure, I am excited to get back to Fenway eventually.
Yeah, me too, especially since the Sox have the best record in baseball this season, which I, for one, did not expect. So they are a hot ticket, no doubt.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think many people did expect that, but it's good all around. That's WBUR correspondent Callum Borchers. Thanks so much, Cal.
Great to be with you, Paris.
Before I go, I should tell you what else is up. Sports arenas and stadiums aren't the only venues opening up at a quarter capacity. As of today, music venues large and small can host reduced crowds. And just in time for summer, amusement parks and water parks can reopen up to 50% capacity. Road races and sports tournaments are also back on, and perhaps most importantly for all my karaoke and choir fans out there, singing is now allowed indoors again! With social distancing, of course. Today's easing of restrictions comes as coronavirus cases, deaths, and hospitalizations continue to drop. Still, some in the region are saying, not so fast. Acting Mayor Kim Janey, along with neighboring Somerville and Cambridge, are sticking to a more cautious approach to reopening than the state is. But the city may be coming alive again of its own accord. As the weather warms, Boston's Faneuil Hall is filling back up with street artists and performers. Chris Vlahakis has been drawing caricatures at the tourist hotspot since 1993. He says many local businesses are still closed, but people are just happy to be out.
The husband and wife couple sit down and talk about how much they can't stand each other after a year. They're happy to be talking to somebody else besides each other.
Sounds like Faneuil Hall and Boston might just be in store for a boom in summer tourism after all. Also starting today, you can now walk up to 6 of the state's mass vaccination sites without an appointment. And those are Boston's Hines Convention Center and the Reggie Lewis Center in Roxbury, the Doubletree Hotel in Danvers, the former Circuit City in Dartmouth, the Natick Mall, and the Eastfield Mall in Springfield. Governor Baker says waiving the appointment requirement will encourage more people to get vaccinated,
which will help us further reopen our economy and protect our communities, and fundamentally provide a safe solution to so many people here in Massachusetts so that we can get back to normal.
But do keep in mind that you can still make an appointment online if you prefer through the state's VaxFinder website. And from what I hear, you no longer have to spend all day hitting that refresh button. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since vaccinations and the new normal. I'm Paris Alston. Be well. Speaking of podcasts, here's one more you may enjoy. Innovation Hub is a show that celebrates inventive ideas in every aspect of our lives, from education to medicine, transportation to the economy, politics to technology. You'll hear writers, scholars, and other voices who will challenge your assumptions. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.